This is University Radio Nottingham.
Hi guys, so if you could just explain who you are and why, what roles you're standing for and why you're standing for them.
Well, I'm Billy, and that's Hope.
I'm Hope.
We're standing together to be environment and social justice officers. So we feel that the role of environment and social justice is so important that it kind of deserves two people to be running for it. I've been very passionate about the environment since forever. I think sort of I can't really remember a time when I wasn't, and I think now's sort of the time to do something about it. Like, this is one of the, I guess, the easiest ways I can make a difference, even if it's small, and yeah, I really want to.
So on your manifesto, you've got lots of different things. You talk about ending the university's partnerships with weapons manufacturers, sustainable food policies, uniting student societies and networks. Would you like to talk more in detail about what your manifesto proposes?
Yeah, so one of the things we're trying to focus on is taking the responsibility off of individuals to try and save the planet. Obviously not literally save the planet, but I think that often it's pushed that we, by changing little things, we can make this massive impact. And whilst I think this is important, obviously, you know, using public transport and eating locally is a really amazing thing to do, but often it's forgotten that these large institutions and the systems around us have much more influence on the environment. So one of our things that we want to do is pressure the university to be as responsible as it claims to, be as sustainable as it claims to be. So by ending the partnerships with weapons manufacturers, this kind of will mean that students will have the option to have ethical work experience and jobs instead of being forced into something that's not ethical and is out of their control. And to do this, we think creating a larger network and bringing societies together is really important, because as students, if we come together, we have a louder voice, and without students, university wouldn't be able to run. So if we all come together, they have to listen to us, and we'll be able to put that pressure on them to do better and take action.
Yes. Sort of in more detail, what made you decide to run as a double candidacy, in a sense?
Well, yeah, we just think it's a very important role. We're both extremely passionate about the environment.
I think we make a good team.
I think we're a pretty good team as well, yeah. We want to sort of share the workload, I guess. I'm going into my fourth year, so it would be quite hard for me, but I think...
Yeah, I'm only in second year, so
yeah,
I have a bit
so
more
like
time.
We can sort of tackle this, because we've got quite a full manifesto, I guess you could say, and we really want to get it done, I guess. We really want to actually do these things, and I think as two people it will be a lot easier.
So what made you, sorry, my brain's going completely blank.
Okay, I've got a question. With regards to your, both of your experiences, obviously they're probably a little bit different. Would you like to go into detail as to kind of what inspired you to take on the role and also what your experience is?
So I'd say recently, we've been spending a lot of time on the picket lines. So obviously the strikes have been happening, and we think it's really important to support the staff, because obviously their working conditions are our learning conditions. And whilst I've been on these picket lines, there's been teach outs, so lecturers are taking time out of their day to talk about what education could look like. And I think it was really inspiring, because there are these ideas of how to change the universities, and there are ways that we can go about it. And it was all we need to do is make the university listen to us. It was all the answers are there. All we need to do is demand that the university takes these ideas on board and listens to their staff and their students.
Yeah, so we're both part of LEFSUC, which is the only direct action society in the university. So we're both sort of experienced with pressuring the university to get things done and to change.
So sort of my question, which did come back to me, might overlap a tiny bit, but what makes you guys personally, good candidates for this role?
Okay, do you want to go first?
You can go first.
Yeah, sure. So Well, as I already said, I'm like, the environment is sort of my top issue concern in my life, really. I've been part of, so because of that, I've been part of quite a few like movements, like School Strike for Climate, sort of helping on like marches there, and I've been involved with parliamentary candidates who are quite radical environmentally in the last election, 2019 election, and some local elections as well. I've got quite a lot of like experience teaching, not like in a school, but like teaching children. Yeah. So I can explain stuff, I guess. So we can get our ideas across. Oh, I can get our ideas across quite well. I'm sure Hope can as well. And I've got experience of sort of planning groups of people, large groups of people. So hopefully that stands me in good stead.
So what was the MP that you did the sort of experience with?
Well, I was just sort of helping campaigning with, it was Jeff, oh no, is it Jeff Marshall or Jeff? No, it's not Jeff. No, it's the MP for Beeston. Oh crap, I can't remember. Jeff Marshall, I think. Or Greg, no, Greg Marshall. Greg Marshall. Got it, yeah. And then, who's the cool guy? The cool woman, Nottingham South?
Oh, Nadia Whittam.
Yeah, yeah. And
yeah. I love Nadia.
Yeah, she's pretty cool. Yeah.
Yes, from my experience, so I studied biology and that's what my degree is, so pretty much all my time is like taken up by thinking about the environment. And I like to do a lot of like outside reading as well, because a lot, when you talk about the environment, you can also talk about philosophy, which I think is really interesting. And so like I've been reading a lot about that, and it's talking about how as humans, we kind of think that the world kind of revolves around us, whereas we wouldn't exist without the environment, without nature, and we should kind of put that at the forefront of any kind of plans that we make, because we wouldn't exist without them. So I think that's quite cool. And yeah, so in this role, I would be really looking out for the planet, and that's I think what I bring. As well as, yeah, I've also been involved with Extinction Rebellion last year. Not so much now, because I'm at uni and, you know, time slips away. But yeah, I did some organising and...
We're asking all the candidates if you could sum up in one sentence why people should vote for you. You can both give answers if you want.
I'm going to think about that as well.
What would that be? So to...
I'd say to a lot of people, I think, you know, if you're sick and tired of feeling like you're not doing enough, and you're just watching the world kind of just burning before your eyes, whether that's, you know, to do with the climate burning or to do with people's human rights being violated, it's like, it's okay that you feel hopeless, but you don't need to. If we come together, we can tackle these problems, and we do have power as students.
I still can't think
of
anything.
It was a long sentence, but
no,
there
was some comments in there.
I had longer sentences for
me. Yeah, we've had longer ones today.
So this is more sort of just background on you both. How did you guys come to meet? Obviously, second year, fourth year. It's sort of unlikely duo.
Left sock,
yeah. Left sock. Yeah, pretty much it. Like, yeah, we just sort of both got involved quite heavily this year.
Yeah, it's a really nice community that we have. So everyone kind of just... We don't have, like, a particular political, like, stance. It's just, like, we care about people and we care about the planet.
There are issues which we can all just agree on and get behind, and we, you know, stand up for them. I think that's really nice. Yeah.
Well, the most serious of questions. Mm-hmm. Spa or boots?
For what?
In general.
General, which one would you prefer?
That's not a simple answer. In first year, it was spa, because I had the meal card. But now it's boots, because I don't have the meal card, and the meal deal's cheaper at boots.
Oh, I like to bring pasta in little boxes.
This is the same
cut
option.
Out the middleman.
If I don't know, probably vegan sausage roll from spa.
Nice.
Good choice.
But is there anything else you guys would like to just add on to tell us that we haven't covered in the interview so far, or do you think we've kind of got everything?
We'd like to say, with the demilitarise the University of Nottingham campaign, we haven't started that campaign. It's already been started by another group of students,
Chris Taylor, I think, yeah.
Yeah, but we'd like to obviously support it and help it to grow and put pressure on the university to take action to demilitarise.
Yeah, so hopefully we can get it to be from like an outside group to like part, like not part of the student union, but like the student union actively supports the demilitarise your own campaign.
This is University Radio Nottingham.